When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I'm about to get so sexy.
Alexis had something. The way she was sending out this group text to all of us over the weekend, it sounded like this. Okay, well, it's the new guy she's going to be in love with. And then when we get her talking about it in person, she's like, I don't know, whatever. So she was at an event, an outdoor event in the city this weekend, and she was working a booth for some sort of mind-altering product. And police
whoop, whoop,
said, "Let me get that number, girl."
Mm-hmm.
So, how did he say it? Like, you, the first thing he said to you.
So he was like, "You're just," I think he said something like, "You're just all over the place today, huh? I keep seeing you walk around here and there." And I was like, "Oh yeah, haha, yeah." And then we started talking, and he was like, "So, are you dating?" And I guess because I was nervous that he was talking to me, I was talking really loud. I was like, I don't have a boyfriend, but I guess I go on dates." He's like, "Why are you talking so loud?" He's like, "You're gonna let everybody know that I'm asking you for your number." And I was like, "You haven't asked me for my number." He's like, "I was about to."
Ooh.
And then that's how it happened.
That's pretty smooth.
Yeah. And you gave him your phone number or your Snap or Insta or whatever it is?
I gave him my phone number.
Oh.
Because I feel like when the police ask you for your number, you're like, you have to give it to them. I was like, yeah, here it is. No, no.
Yeah, that's old school.
I know. Well, I didn't think that. I thought if you did that, that really meant that you were looking to for something big.
Yeah, she's clearly very proud of this, because not only did she text us, but then she did a whole Insta story about it.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny because I've never been in that situation before.
Good for you.
Yeah. Now, if you started dating him, you realize you would lose every friend you have.
Yeah.
Right?
And I also wouldn't be able to have all the fun I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think that starting to work these hours that you work now knocked a hole in your social life. Just think about the people you're friends with, and all of a sudden you start dating a cop. That'd be record number ghostings going on there.
She's got to give it up for love. Like, if he makes such an impact on her, she's going to have to give it up for love.
Yeah, I don't know if love is meant for me with a cop. I don't know if that's what I was meant for.
Exactly. That's why it would be so challenging. But what if you fall for the guy?
You
have to give up a bunch of the stuff that you love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not doing it.
Would you be able to give it up for love?
Nah. That's not love.
What do you mean?
If I had to give up all my favorite things.
Mm-hmm. Then it wouldn't. If the person really loved you, they wouldn't make you do that.
Right.
Expect you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, I was saying, guys are expected to do that sort of thing all the time.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could have like asthma or something, and he can't be around a smoky environment. So you have to.
He can
up.
Go outside. Or I go outside.
We're gonna make you the boy in the bubble.
Yep.
So what are you gonna do when he asks you out? Are you gonna go out with him?
I don't know. I haven't decided that yet. I just feel like it's good to always have a cop friend. You know what I mean? Like, you never know if I get a ticket or something. Might be able to just have someone on the inside.
Right. And you know what? I think that he would be thrilled to hear that the only reason you would go out with him is to use him to get, you know,
just to have a
to
cop
help
friend.
You help yourself out from time to time whenever you needed him.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't like him. I don't know yet, but I'm saying that initially that's the thought that I had. Well, this is convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to have problems with the law. quite often, and he is in law enforcement and therefore might be able to help me out.
Right. So what did he say when he texted you? He says he's already texted you.
Yeah, he was just asking me how things were, you know, everyday talk.
Okay. Just to make sure you gave him the right number.
Yeah, I guess.
but hasn't asked you out yet.
Well, he asked me when he saw me that day if I had plans today, but it's a busy day today.
Oh,
so.
for what you doing tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said?
It's his day off today.
Mm. Oh, Monday. Oh, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, hit the pool in the afternoon.
I just feel like I'm going to be, like, I'm like, is he going to arrest me at any point? I just feel nervous. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And not in a, maybe it might be hot.
Yeah.
Hey, cop, you want to arrest me?
I've been so naughty.
Yeah. Yeah. Brooks, all the laws. Yeah,
he shows up for your first date to pick you up with a search warrant.
That's what I was like.
That's not what I meant.
And a battering ram.
Open the door.
You want to be cuffed, not arrested.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he knock on your door with the side of his fist every time he goes, don't. Yeah. Cop knock.
Oh, no. But yeah, it was a different experience. I've never had that before. Usually I'm getting in trouble with the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not usually.
Oh, he wants
the past Alexis.
Yeah, he wants to get you in trouble.
He was like staring into my soul. He was just staring in my eyes. It was intense. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. My face was sweating. I forgot to tell you guys, I found a thing for my face so like I don't get stash sweat anymore.
Oh, really?
I did. I found something and it actually works and I forgot to wear it that day. So I had the biggest stash sweat and I'm like nervous. So I could feel it and I'm like, he's probably looking at my stash sweat.
Oh, God. No. He was probably looking into your soul to see how intoxicated you were. Because, you know, they can tell that. A trained police officer can tell. Looking at your pupils and, you know, your micro expressions and things.
Yeah, and I was drinking a beer.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what kind of things are you into? He's like, saying the alphabet backwards. Why don't you try it?
Standing on one leg.
Walking a straight line.
Here, let's do it together. Here, me and you. We're going to walk a straight line. I'll do it with you. Come on. Yeah,
this is my favorite dance.
Oh, too funny.
But you found him attractive physically?
He was I mean, that's the first thing. When I saw him earlier in the day before he even stopped to talk to me, I was sitting at the booth and I was with the guy that I was working with and they passed by and I was like, oh man, I was like, look at that cop. Like, he's built because he was like buff. I was like, I like that.
Right.
Good for you.
And he had a nice little butt.
Mm-hmm.
You like a man in uniform?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Now, which one of your voices did you choose to engage in conversation with him? Like your Alexis meeting with clients, business voice, or your hanging out in here with us voice, or your voice that you use when you're with your friends at the club, going from place to place with leftovers in your hand?
It was probably the voice that I use with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Good I still luck. Think it's a setup. I'm like, why? Did someone send you? Yeah, Do Lord. I have any, like...
The Lord sent it.
Shut up. No, any warrants out? I checked to see if I had any warrants out as soon. I do that sometimes because I'm traumatized from that time there was a warrant out. So now every once in a while, I just randomly check to see if there's a warrant out for my arrest.
You just Google to see if you have warrants out or anything?
I'll check on Charlotte Mecklenburg Police website.
Mm-hmm.
Just randomly. So I definitely checked just to make sure.
And you checked right after you talked to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what if he's a...
But I mean... Tony Montana?
I mean,
but you know what?
Like they're looking for you?
Everybody does that whenever they've been approached by a potential suitor. Let me go check and see if I've got any warrants.
Yeah. Who do you think you are that they would be targeting you?
Pablo Escobar.
Yeah.
You never know.
$8 bag of weed you've got hidden in your house or whatever.
Shit, they're looking for me. They're tracking me down.
They're tracking me. They found me.
Yeah. I took this job.
I got to do the years again.
Yeah.
I ain't going back.
You're going to have to kill me. Oh, my God.
I'm traumatized. Yeah. What can I say?
Yeah, if you start dating him, you'll be like, we're always going to go in my car.
Yeah. I'm not going in your car again. Mm-mm. Not tricking me again.
Yeah. He's walking up to our apartment. You hear everybody else in the neighborhood. Squally!
5-0, 5-0.
I think the cops is coming. Squally!
Yeah, I don't need that.
Wouldn't that be a turn of events, though, if she did end up dating a cop?
When he comes over, let's say you decide to go out with him, whatever, and he comes to your place, would there need to be some tidying up?
I would be so... That's one thing that I thought about. Like, I just would be so... Like, I wouldn't even invite him to my house ever.
I mean, is there anything out in your house that immediately...
No,
I'm sure,
but
he
would smell
care.
It.
Yeah. So that when you walk into your apartment, you can smell it weed immediately?
Yeah. I'm sure you can. I mean, I can't smell it anymore, but I'm sure someone that doesn't would smell it, especially a cop. They're trained for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not a canine.
Well, true.
It's like, you might as well bring my dog over.
It's like, oh, you got a cat? He would love my dog.
Yeah.
Let's get them together for a play date at your house.
You see, the dog comes straight to my stash spot. Yeah. I was like, there's nothing there. I promise it's catnip.
He's like, the dog doesn't have a problem with the cat. It's you he doesn't like.
Dog's just going to sit down and be like, bitch.
Yeah, come on.
Come on now. He's just looking up at his dad like,
Yeah, I don't need to do that. I don't need to be a bad influence for him. He's trying to, you know, do things in life.
Well, he approached you. Yeah. He knew you were working at
CBD.
CBD thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking that chance.
Yeah, he knew you were high when he talked to you.
Is that just a coincidence that she works, you know, with the CBD and she's always trying to CBD?
Shut
trying
up.
To CBD at BBC.
Not through. But yeah, interesting stuff.
Now, will you keep us updated on this, or will you not talk about it anymore and hide it like you said Riggins told you to do?
Yeah, he told me that. No, I'll keep you guys updated, but I really don't know if what's going to go. Where this is going
to
go.
She said that you told her not to talk about personal stuff with us anymore if she didn't want to be on the radio.
We talked about that.
Oh, well, that's probably true. Why would you do that? It's a dumb thing to do. Yeah.
But no, all she has to do is say, don't talk about this on the radio.
Yeah, that's worked out swimmingly.
I've never said anything that's not supposed to be on the radio.
Ace does. He tells secrets.
No, I don't.
He does.
What was the last secret I told on the radio?
I don't know.
But y'all can't even come up with one.
Mm-mm. Not necessarily a secret, but you're the one who leaked my girlfriend's name on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was that? That was like 5 years ago, Rob. Okay.
And you tell people's names when they tell you to say that they're anonymous.
Yeah, but then I just don't read their remark.
So you were asking. Yeah. That's what we were saying. Yeah. That's what we were saying.
Yeah. So, Meredith, 5 years ago, I said it on the radio.
So what?
I don't think anybody had told me not to say it on the radio.
It's kind of unsaid.
It was kind of unsaid. Therein lies the problem.
Needs to be fully unsaid.
Yeah.
Or fully said.
Yeah. I mean, you know, once every 5 years I let somebody's name slip on the radio. That's a pretty good track record, I think.
All right. Okay. Well, good luck to you, Alexis.
Yeah. Hopefully I don't get arrested.
You know, nothing says, you know, potential forever mate, like his yelling at you across the street from in a festival atmosphere while he's wearing his policeman's uniform. Hey, girl, let me get that number. You know,
why you talk so loud?
She said,
"Why are you talking so loud?"
I'll tell you this. Let me go pee first. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm peeing my pants. Hold on.
Girl, you talk to them.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
There's a University of Richmond professor who was attacked by an owl twice on opposite ends of the campus. So this thing was just out to get him.
I've never heard of an owl attack.
Well, I think I say him. Maybe. No, it does say
he. It is him.
It's he described the feeling as a, quote, 10-pound pine cone hit the back of my head, end quote.
10-pound pine cone.
Yeah, he said it hit him, just wham, slammed into the back of his head first. He was like, what is happening?
An owl.
Yeah, I'm wondering, though, if it was really an owl or a bald eagle.
A bald eagle?
That was Freedom slapping him in the back of the head, is what you're saying.
Freedom trying to get him to stop teaching all that communist bullshit that Marxist indoctrination center.
Freedom come up and hit him in the back of the damn head.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then it came after him again.
Yeah, on the other end of the campus. So
stalking him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He must have pissed that owl off.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That owl hates him. So surely, I guess that was at night, though, right? Because the owls come out at night. Just like the freaks.
Just like the freaks. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
So, I guess they're not going to do anything to get rid of that owl. I would.
Not.
Two attacks on somebody? Yeah, you got to get rid of that
at
owl.
At least, like, relocate. Find a way to relocate.
He did something, because why is the owl only attacking him and didn't attack other people?
That's also a good question. Like, what was it about your
exactly.
ass?
Exactly. Yeah.
I kind of agree with you. What were you doing?
Yeah.
What is that?
But either way, the owl, chances are, would go after other people who are just going to class or whatever.
So owl hit me in the head. I was like, my letter from Hogwarts is here.
Finally,
I've been waiting my whole life.
I am a wizard.
My letter from Hogwarts is here.
Hell yeah.
That would be my dream come true.
Hedwig.
I just got hit by an owl.
Would you count that as your spirit animal or whatever you say is an owl? Would you count an attack from an owl as a good thing? If an owl just like tried to rip your face up?
Yeah, I mean, that means I was probably doing something bad and trying to send me a message.
Yeah.
So that's your spirit animal telling you need to get back on the straight and narrow,
get back
so to
on
speak.
Your shit.
Yeah.
You're messing up, girl.
Such a
animal.
Positive thing that I got attacked by an owl.
Telling you to
my
get
face
back
is
on your shit.
Hanging off on the right side.
Yeah, I should have had my shit together.
Yeah, what did it do besides flying into the back of his head? And it flew off? Like it didn't bite him or anything?
Yeah, it just swooped in and, you know, hit him, I guess, with the talons and whatnot.
They have talons.
Mm-hmm. I didn't read the whole story.
Wait, I got a clip of here of him describing it. There's not a lot to it, but let me see if I can find it here pretty fast.
Did you watch The Staircase on Netflix?
Yep. I was just thinking about that.
No, I haven't watched it yet. That'll probably be my next thing.
Oh, my God. It's been like a million years old. Shut up.
No, really. That's the attorney that defended Ray Carruth of the Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met that attorney. He was eating at a restaurant that I managed one day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he's the guy from the staircase. And I was like, do you have a few minutes? I want to talk about the case.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You
did it. I did it playing around, but I wasn't good. But if he said yes, I would have sat down.
Did he have food in his beard?
No. He was like,
his flavor saver. Stop. His womb broom.
Here's the guy talking about the owl attacks. Let's see.
It felt like a 10-pound pine cone hit the back of my head. It was completely silent. It was impactful. It's like it, you could feel the hit. I was lucky enough to get the owl again, and it took my hat this time. Two vastly different locations of the campus. It's a super strange thing to be a part of.
Yeah, so he didn't say how it attacked him or anything.
Just ran up into
him. Yeah.
Like, you're fine. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. You're like talking perfectly fine.
And I wonder what kind of hat a stupid professor is wearing.
That's probably what the owl had a problem with. He's like, you got a stupid ass hat on.
Yeah.
Wearing one of those little English driving caps.
Yeah, something stupid.
Hey, bud, I don't like your hat.
Stupid hat.
It had some owl kind of feathers in
Marxist
it.
Marxist hat.
Yeah. Do you think it's because the hat you were wearing was stupid?
The owl was not about it.
These are the journalistic questions that need to be asked. Because your hat was dumb?
I was offended by your stupid ass hat.
That ugly shit hat you were wearing? What? Because we would have hit you in the back of the head as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
You're glad the owl did it for us.
Yeah, what state?
Richmond,
Virginia.
Oh, yeah. They're boring.
That would scare the shit out of me, though. An owl's pretty big.
Yeah.
If that was flying. I mean, you know, it came from behind. But seeing an owl fly at you right at your face would scare the shit out of me. They're creepy anyway. Owls are so creepy.
I love them.
Yeah. Scary. Mm-hmm. That's why they put them in horror movies and in haunted houses and stuff.
Yeah. The head twisting around.
Mm-hmm.
Big eyes.
Fat.
Fat. Fat owls.
You fat owl.
Huh. Well, he probably deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
But owls are stupid.
No, they're not. They're actually very smart.
Where does it... Where does that tale come from that they're wise? Yeah. You wise old owl.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
They're very wise.
But I mean, for somebody to think that you're wise, you have to be, you know, given good advice, things like that.
It says because they could see at night, the Greeks were impressed.
Oh, the wise owl, they can see at night. All right.
Doesn't take much for the Greeks.
No. I mean,
they thought they just owls wore had
sheets, you know, tie the sheet around themselves, and then that's our clothes.
Yeah. It flies at night. Yeah. We don't even work.
They thought owls had some type of inner light that allowed them to see at night. Therefore, they thought they were wise.
Yeah, well, that was dumb. So we need to stop.
Yeah.
Stop calling them wise owls. They're not wise. They just got night vision.
They got a little bird brain like every
other
bird.
Yeah. If they were out in the daytime, they'd fly into the reflection of a window, just like these little dumbass birds do in the city.
Sure.
Wham. They'd be banging their little bird heads up against the window, dropping to the ground.
Just like these dumbass birds in the city.
All birds are dumb. Except a pigeon. You know, they can deliver the mail and shit.
Well.
That's smart. They can ride tiny bicycles on tight wires.
Is that true?
Tight ropes, yeah.
I've never seen that.
You never seen that? No. Oh. You never seen anything till you see a pigeon riding a tiny bicycle.
I would love that. Hey, that's great.
They can do it. Now, you have to nail their feet to the pedals, but other than that, no, I'm kidding. You don't have to do that.
Helps, though.
Yeah, it probably does help.
Yeah, so you take take something that has one of the most important and best natural features, which is the gift of flight, and then put them on a bicycle. Yeah, if you could do anything like that, like have the supervision or you know, they say, what would your superpower be? And I always, jokingly say I would make myself invisible so I could go, you know, watch women change clothes and stuff and they wouldn't know. But I'm thinking if I could fly, that would be the best.
See, yeah. I'm going teleportation.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
That way you don't even have to fly, you just like.
But do superheroes do that?
Teletransport?
I don't think so.
I wonder if it would hurt the teletransport.
Just be able to say, like, hey, I'm here, and I'm going to go there, and I'm there.
Yeah, there's a superhero named Nightcrawler who can teleport.
Do real other superheroes we might have heard of?
He's one of the X-Men. He's very popular.
Is he a worm?
No. Oh.
I mean, I just think if you could, everything you do then is done within seconds.
But flying is fun.
It
would be fun to do.
It could be like, there's nothing I couldn't go do then.
Yeah, I would rather teleport, except I'd probably mess up the address of where I was supposed to be going.
Yeah, you don't know how to get anywhere anyway.
Right.
I
would end up teleporting myself, you know, into a cannibal's cave.
And
like, oh, what am I doing?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the only downside of that, though, would be if you still had family. Like, say you're going on vacation, but will y'all go ahead and drive? Because I'll give y'all a head start. I'm going to lay around the house and watch a little TV. When I think y'all are there, call me when you get there. I'll just teleport in. There's no reason for me to waste 8 hours in the car. Yeah. I can just blink my eyes and be there.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do that. I'd still be with my family.
Well, I had a judgment call to make in the airport yesterday because we got to the airport in Minneapolis Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for an 8 o'clock flight out. My son and I did. And I mean, there was a line that's like nothing I've ever seen. I took a picture of it. You couldn't even see the end. We were easily a couple hundred people back. And I'll show you this picture here. You won't be able to see it in a minute. But I have TSA pre-check. Mm-hmm. My son does not. Oh, damn, I guess I'll be stuck here. And I'm always kind of stuck with Amanda sometimes going through because she hasn't gotten hers yet either. But then I realized, wait a minute. I said, Cade, stay here. I'll be back. And I walked up toward there because I thought I had seen a sign. We walked past the line originally, and they had a thing that said priority. So I went up to the lady, and I showed her I had Cade's a picture of Cade's boarding pass on my phone. And I said, that says priority boarding. Does that mean he could use this line? And she said, yes. So thankfully, because I have the American Airlines credit card thing, the same one that they advertise whenever you fly, I've had it forever. We get priority boarding. So he was able to jump out of the line. We walked out. It took about 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes for us to get through.
That's awesome.
Probably about 5 minutes. But yeah, it was going to be like, am I going to stay in this line for 2 hours knowing I don't have to? Mm-hmm. Or am I going to go on in and get some breakfast and leave Cade out here? He's 20 years old. He can stay here.
He'll be fine. You got his phone.
He'll be all right.
He's got his phone.
Yeah, he's got his phone.
He can listen to anything, play a game, whatever.
And he'd have been fine.
But there's teleport. There's x-ray vision.
Lasers out of your eyes kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to have some type of power where I could make food appear in front of me, whatever food I wanted.
Yeah, which superhero does that, Rob?
I don't have one.
Ruby Tuesday superhero?
So you would just want to be a genie. You just want to be a genie.
Yeah, a genie. Yeah. I guess that'd be better. But it'd be a superpower if I could feed all the hungry people that I just made food appear.
You want to be Jesus.
I want to be Jesus.
But wouldn't it be cool, though, if you never had to worry about getting it? Like, you go to so many things.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I got a feeling.
I don't want to go anywhere.
I got a feeling I'd still be on the couch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go to, Bali or anything, so I would rather fly, because that way you don't have to get stuck in traffic and things, and it's fun. And you can still go wherever you want, like Superman flying, where you can, real quick.
Yeah.
But you can also casually just breeze through the city.
What about bugs?
What about them?
Hitting you in the face.
Oh. That sucks.
Well, Steve here is throwing a monkey wrench into my issue. He said teleportation only works if you have been to previously the place you want to go, because you have to picture it in your mind.
Well or seen.
Steve, teleportation is not a real thing.
Yeah, right. Hey,
so we're going to do it how we want.
Take it easy, Steve.
No offense.
But,
actually.
I didn't know that was a bigger nerd than Rob.
No, but if we're saying it has to be a superpower that is already established.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that the way it works for Nightcrawler, Rob?
Nightcrawler, he has to have seen it. Like, he can look at a picture of a place and know how it looks inside. Based on a blueprint or something, and go into it.
So you don't have to be there. You just have to know what it looks like.
Yeah, you just got to have like general structure idea. Okay,
that's pretty cool. But either way, like think about it. On a Saturday afternoon, I could be at my house and then just be like, you know what? LSU game starts in a few minutes. There I am. And then when it's over, I'm back home.
Mm-hmm. But Batman's a superhero and he doesn't have any type of skills like that.
He has a super-powered brain.
Okay.
He's super smart.
Wow.
And rich.
That's the dumbest superpower. I'm super smart.
Super rich is kind of cool. I think I'd take super rich over super
shit. Smart. I'll pay someone to think for me.
Batman's cool.
God, that would be a damn nonstop job. 24/7.
Shut up.
Having to think for her.
I think a lot. Thank you very much.
I think a lot.
I think a lot.
I'm a deep thinker.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
You can always tell that Ace has been to some sort of sporting event on the weekends because Monday he wears a new hat.
Yup.
He's got a Minnesota Twins hat on.
Yup.
Today because he and his son went to see the Twins and somebody. Oh, the Cleveland team play over the weekend. Has it started getting cool up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is? Yeah. Oh, God. That's stupid.
The high Saturday was 70.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Saturday evening, I wore like a long sleeve, wore a hoodie to the game. Because Saturday night at the game, it was down. By the time the game was over, about 9:30 or 9 o'clock when we left, it was down in the low 60s. Or not mid 60s, about 65 degrees. Yeah.
Well, the high here Saturday was 72.
Yeah, it was cold Saturday. And rainy,
raining,
gross.
And all that. Oh, it was great.
So bad.
Mm-mm, it was not.
I love the rain.
I love the rain when I'm at home.
Oh, yeah, you're out slinging dope.
Yep. Working, slinging dope.
Selling weed in the rain.
Yeah, soaking wet.
So, Riggins, is that guy that went out and took his American flag down and then replaced it with the Raiders flag the only person you've seen in your neighborhood yet?
Yeah.
Already?
Pretty much.
So far, I mean?
Yeah, well, the one guy that was carrying boogie boards lives on my street, but he didn't want to talk to me the other day.
Yeah, you tried to talk to him, and he was out. Yeah.
And it turns out he's got a bunch of kids, and I get it. You probably know. Yeah. Well, they got off the bus on Friday, and they're walking down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden I start hearing this weird noise, and the brother has unpacked his, like, trombone, and he's chasing his sister's going, what is that noise? And he had just, like, dropped his case on the sidewalk and was, like, chasing his sister's, like, playing these laps. So I was like, oh, this is fun. This is like a neighborhood. There's kids running around, you know, goofing and riding bikes and stuff. So I like that part. But yeah, the dad didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, you don't run with a
trombone.
I think that's what it is. It's like a big, it's brass.
It's a slide one. A trombone slide.
Okay, then that's a trumpet.
A trumpet.
Yeah.
Trumpet.
On top, yeah,
it's got the buttons on top.
Yeah.
And
both part of the brass.
Yeah. Namely, it was bad. It was ugly and it was loud. So I went, God, those parents are saints if they're having to listen to that.
My brother used to play the trombone and he would try to practice and my mom would be like, couldn't you have picked a better instrument that sounded fine by itself? This sounds like farts.
Yeah. And your mom was always encouraging
The most encouraging.
The most encouraging mom.
So me and my mom would be like, sound like your fart guitar.
Maybe that's why growing up, because I was a latchkey kid, my mom always told me, first thing you need to do is get that piano practice in. Maybe that was why, so I got that in before she got home. Sure. And had to sit and listen to me banging on those keys in my room.
I would think a clarinet would be hard on a parent's ears when the kid's learning it.
It's like a flute.
Yeah, well, it's that high pitched, squeaky sound.
Yeah, that'd be better than something like or worse rather than something like a tuba. At least that's more low key. Mm-hmm.
It's not fun for any of them. I can't imagine, but those are probably the worst.
But who chases their sister around with an instrument
and
like
she,
that?
She crossed the street, went running back the other way, or maybe it was just some girl. They all got off the bus at the same time, but he was chasing a little girl playing the trumpet. What is going on?
I saw.
And you didn't want to try to be friends with him?
I thought about it. I was like, I play guitar.
None of your parents will be friends with me. How about y'all?
Yeah, y'all want to jam or something?
I think any instrument, though, can be annoying, because one year at Christmas at my mom's house a few years ago, the kid that lived across the street and down a house must have gotten an electric guitar. And he must have had some type of guitar lessons already. But I kept hearing this noise, and I stopped and listened. He was sitting in the garage with the amp. The amp was loud, because I could hear it plain as day. And he was playing the beginning of Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. That do-do-do-do-do-do. And he would stop. Then you would hear, down, 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 down. Stop. And he'd play it again. Stop. Down, 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 down. Stop. Play it again.
That's how it goes.
His parents are just about to blow their brains out sitting in the house. Because they could hear it. If I could hear it across the street and two houses down, it was loud as hell in their living room coming through the garage wall.
Merry Christmas.
We have another list of the things that people silently judge others for. And one of them is people who park at the gas pump when they're not actively pumping gas or whatever. And I always say that people who park somewhere that's not in a regular parking spot, just because they're going to be, I'm just going to be a minute, or whatever. I've never liked that.
Yeah.
And what I like even less is when you're with somebody and they pull up and park in somewhere that's not a parking space and leave you in the vehicle by yourself parked there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
Good one.
That's like saving seats, at a movie theater. Because my little friend Jenny did that the other day at the post office. She just pulled up and there wasn't a parking spot. And she goes, I'll be right back. And runs in and does whatever she's got to do. And I was so paranoid sitting there for that 30 seconds or whatever it was.
Yeah. Oh, great.
But if you leave a person in the car, I guess it's kind of the mindset of if somebody comes along, if a cop comes or whatever, you can move
it. You could move it.
Yeah. But I don't know what it would be worse if a cop came and was hassling me, or what she would be like if she got back and I had been driving her car.
Right. Yeah, but in her defense, a little bit, is it the post office right up here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's BS too, because they used to have outdoor ones you could pull up to and just dump the stuff, and now you can't. Now you have to get out of the car. They took them out during COVID for some odd reason. I don't understand that. It seemed like you would want people to drive up and dump it right in so they're not around other people.
Yeah.
But now you got to get out of the car and go put it up in the little box at the front of the post office.
Oh my gosh. I love mailing stuff now because I have an actual mailbox.
Yeah.
And I get to put the little flag up. It's like so quaint.
Yeah.
It's like Norman Rockwell.
I mean, it's really what it feels like. I'm like, ooh, I get to go put the little flag up on the mailbox.
Now you're just mailing stuff for no reason.
I'm cleaning the mailbox. I've cleaned outside and inside of the mailbox. It's got a newspaper thing. So I'm like, I need to subscribe to a paper so that paper goes in there.
Oh my God. Oh,
you haven't started getting flyers in that?
Yeah.
I've got the
paper thing.
Yeah. One, I got some sort of bag for food donations. I'm like, no, that's for the newspapers. So I haven't done that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got to mail something out the other day because I'm getting a lot more bills too, which kind of sucks. I'm like, I got to pay for water.
Oh.
Yeah. And my water bill was through the roof.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Well, I got a pressure washer, pressure washed the whole house. I got a washer and dryer for the first time, so I was doing a lot of laundry. Yeah. I've just been using, washed my car three times over vacation because it was fun. I was out, I'm watering everything. So I did go through water, but every apartment I've ever lived in, it's a part of the sewer. You just pay a flat fee, but you always pay for power. And my power is a little bit more expensive, but the water bill was nuts. And one night I left the hose on all night.
Ooh. Oh, well, then that.
Oh, come on.
I thought it was off. I turned it all the way one side, and I have like a 100-foot hose. So when I flicked the thing on, Noir came out. I was like, oh, it's off. Turns out it was not off. It was on all night. So that, my water, I was like, is this the water? I had like triple tech. I'm like, the water is that much? It's water. It's like free. It's from the sky. How do I have to pay all this money for free? It's water. Exactly. But my gas was zero. You know, I haven't turned on the fireplace or anything.
Oh, you have a fireplace? Nice. Because you didn't have a fireplace in your apartment, did you?
No, I've never had a fireplace. And I don't know that I'll use it because it's not a big house and it's a small living room. So I got a feeling that's going to be hot.
Yeah, is that the only thing that you have gas or your hot water tank's gas?
That I don't know. But it said I had used zero.
Yeah, it has to not be a hot water gas if he has used zero.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. But I know the dryer. I know you can get like a gas dryer, but it's electric.
So I think you'll like the fireplace though. Just having it on in the evening, it makes it very homey feeling.
It's gas.
It depends on what you do with the other way. If you turn your air back, you can save money on your heat and let your gas, kind of heat the downstairs, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to be sitting right on top of the fire. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was like, I don't even know if that does a gas fireplace give off heat. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you go upstairs after you've had the heat going and the fireplace, that heat rises. Oh,
it gets hot.
Burn you out. Yeah. I'd much rather have, just a TV playing a fire.
You are ridiculous. Oh, there's nothing like a fireplace.
Yeah.
I miss it. We had one at the house growing up.
I miss it too.
Was it gas or log?
Wood. Log.
Yeah, well, that's different.
We had a wood fireplace growing up, but I've never been around
it. I just love having it the way it looks, but the feeling, the whole thing.
I just love it. It's so cozy.
Mm-hmm. Are you good at building fires and keeping them going and all this stuff?
I love building fires, and I'll even go out and get logs and everything myself.
Well, that's good. That's hot. It's like when you go to the Cracker Barrel. Oh, big ass fireplace going in there. Get me out. Get me out this hot ass brick oven pizza.
You hate all the good things.
Yeah.
Like fireplace.
I can't help it if I'm hot nature.
Like fireplace.
Do gas fireplaces need a chimney? No, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
I'm wondering if
I got a chimney. I must have a chimney.
Mm-hmm. It's not the same type of chimney.
Doesn't look like a brick chimney.
Yeah, it has to let the fumes and all go out. I think
I'll probably turn on like one to take a picture of the dog at Christmas or something with like the stockings there.
You should put some music on and have some beers and put the fireplace on. It's nice.
Yeah, maybe.
No. Don't do that. Your ass will be sweating. Unless you strip down.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
just like a tank top and some drawers.
It's good luck.
Maybe some of your lady visitors will like having the fireplace on.
Yeah. And,
it'll be a good look in the house.
Mm-hmm. Then you go to kiss them and they'll have a sweat stash like Alexis.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Hey, Alexis mentioned earlier that she found a product to stop her her excessive mustache sweat.
Yeah.
And I know the other ladies are going to be wondering what that product is. And it really works?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it sucks any type of moisture out of your face. so you feel like you can't even move it.
So you just wow. put it on your lip before you go out in the heat?
Yeah. And it worked, surprisingly.
Is it a regular type of cosmetic product, or is it something like made from moon juice or some kind of, you know, Hogwarts potion or something?
No, it's a regular product that very active people use.
Very active people? Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's called Safe Face or something like that.
Oh, so you don't know what it's called?
I don't know the exact name. I just know Safe. Well, I ordered it on Amazon.
So that's not... You have to wait to help the ladies.
Yeah.
The sweaty stash ladies who are looking for the good product. Yeah. What does it smell like?
What does it smell like?
It didn't really have a smell. It kind of is like a petroleum jelly type.
Does it make your lip shine? Like, does it accent the hairs on your lip?
No.
Your mustache?
It's not. I don't have accent hairs.
Look at my mustache shine.
It's basically just mustache wax.
Yeah.
She can start curling it up on the ends.
Ew. Like, don't here comes that.
Gomez Adams. Shiny black mustache.
Yeah, it's called Face Saver. Neat 3B Face Saver Gel.
And you got to put a gel on your upper lip.
I got to put a gel on my lip, like, just damn. To go out into the public.
So getting old is a bitch, isn't it?
It is. Well, I've always had this problem. Yeah. It's not about being old. It's just I sweat.
Hold on, I got to put on my mustache gel. I'm not going out. We're breaking up. If I kept you putting on, like, mustache gel. This is not going to work for us. I got to go. It's not you, it's me.
Be like, baby, put on my mustache gel for me. Yeah. I can't see. So,
girl, we're breaking up.
So how long does it last once you put it on?
A few hours. I'm surprised.
Do you have to reapply it like lip balm or something when you're out? If you feel yourself starting to sweat, then you gotta.
Can't leave the house with it, no.
Come out looking like you've been drinking wax.
It made my face so dry the first day because I was like, well, let me just like try it because my face sweats, but the mustache area is the one that sweats the most. Mm-hmm. So I put it everywhere, and then like 2 hours later, I look at I just put it in my whole face. And then when 2 hours later, I go look in the mirror and I have dry skin everywhere. Like I could just pick it. Yeah. So I don't know.
So how much does it take to? And it do you have to wait on it to dry?
Yeah, before I put makeup on.
How long does it take? But then it just looks like you have a wet upper lip. Till it soaks in?
Yeah, maybe like a minute or so.
It probably works like that super strength deodorant that closes the sweat pore.
Yeah.
And you can feel that
stuff. I think that's what it is because it's like I couldn't even move my face or scrunch it.
It gets real tight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Felt like I got Botox. Yeah.
Did that eventually subside after a while?
Yeah. Okay. It kind of feels like those masks that you put on sometimes that you have to peel off, but once it's dry, like you just feel like that's what it felt like. Yeah, it's super tight.
So do you take it with you if you're going to be like if you would have remembered to use it this weekend when you were out working, would you take it with you to reapply if you needed to?
I'm going to carry it with me anytime I go out.
Is it in a like a chapstick kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like a squeeze bottle. Huh.
Can you? Like we need lotion. To have her do it on the show so we can get that on video.
It's not even that. It's just you just put it in and then you put it on.
Well, I got news for you. I'm going to laugh my dick off when you do it. That is going to be the funniest thing ever. Watching you put mustache gel on. I want to see that shit.
Yeah.
I don't have mustache though. It's just mustache sweat.
Yes. No. It's the location. Upper lip gel.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to do what I got to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't want to be looking like Tom Selleck up in here. Like Tom Selleck after a run.
Yeah. Gross. Thick
mustache. Shiny. I forgot my mustache gel.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you just peel the layers off. It's like, oh, man.
Is it expensive?
No, it wasn't that expensive.
So it's cheap enough for you to have multiple containers of it to keep in your car, kind of like I am with hemorrhoid ointment. Just have it wherever you might need it.
Yeah,
because you never know when a sweaty lip's gonna break out.
Exactly, and I don't need it.
Have y'all seen that?
It's bad luck.
Have y'all seen that commercial for the Old Spice antiperspirant spray? And the guy's hanging off the roof, and the other dude reaches down to save him, save his life, to, and he goes, "Oh, you didn't use the Old Spice antiperspirant, stop sweat antiperspirant." And this guy's armpit is just spraying like a faucet into the guy's face.
That's disgusting.
As he's trying to grab him off the roof, you know.
I've not keeps seen that.
And then the other guy throws, it's like, stop. What's going on? And hands him the antiperspirant to get him to stop sweating in his face. That's what Alexis's lip is going to be doing. Like, start shooting out water.
Isn't it Dolph Lundgren in that commercial too?
I don't know.
Just squirt.
It's gross.
Yeah, her lip will look like a hose when you put your thumb over it.
Look like a sprinkler chewing gonna be running through it.
I can't be perfect.
You can't be kissing nobody like that either.
I will.
About sliding all over your mouth.
I'm gonna break away from the kiss. Oh, I left a little sweat.
Yeah, you got like all the sweat you're
done. I bet she's done that before. I mean, if it's done it her whole life, there's no way she's never kissed somebody with mustache sweat.
You're right there, Rick. He goes to kiss her, and his lips just slide up into her nose. He's like, damn, what just happened?
He's like, girl, you got some salty lips.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.